Hi there, folks. This is Barry Dunlop at IncomeDiary.com. Today, I have a very special and I'm going to have to say unique individual on the call with me, possibly one of the most interesting internet marketers I've ever come across in my life. The name of the gentleman is Matthew Wadsworth. Matthew, believe it or not, is an internationally acclaimed lute player. You better Google lute like I had to in order to know what a lute is, but he's at the top of the game. But not only is he at the top of that game, he's also, and this is very important having to say, at the top of the internet marketing game. In fact, Yannick Silver has got Matthew as one of his underground people that's going to be presenting at this year's Underground Online Seminar in Washington, D.C. And Matthew is blind. So I have got a blind, internationally acclaimed lute player who's at the top of the internet marketing sphere. And a remarkable individual who it's been my pleasure to get to know, especially over the last 12 months. And I believe you're on the line there, Matthew. Are you there, Matthew?
I am indeed. Hi, Barry. How are you?
I'm very well, Matthew. Listen, I know you're a busy guy, and I really appreciate you taking the time out to have a little chat with us. I know that people asked all the usual questions first, you know, and all about, you know, about your professional career and obviously about the fact you're blind. I understand you were blind from birth. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. I'm 35, and I was born blind, and so in a way, you know, I've never had to get used to anything else. And you know, I suppose you might see these things as an obstacle in life, but I would really attribute being blind to a lot of my success, both as a musician and in the internet marketing game. And I guess we'll come on to, you know, some of the reasons why. But I do think if you have to make more of an effort and you have to struggle a bit more and you're prepared to go through those struggles, then, you know, that's really one of the things that takes you far. And you know, in whatever you might put that to.
That's spot on, Matthew. I mean, absolutely. In fact, actually, I think it was Yannick Silver said to me, he said something like, you know, when I'm working on the basis, like if Matthew gets up on stage and says, look, this is me, I'm blind and I'm making money online, why aren't you? You and I know that, I know from having spoken to you that the blind, you just treat, that's not really a big issue to you. It's to us people who can see that it's a big issue, but to you, it was normal for you from day one. And because of that, you've obviously had to do things other people haven't had to do, but in actual fact, you see that as a benefit or as a plus. So you are a remarkable, every time I speak to you, I used to think I was a positive guy when I met you, Matthew. You're a very positive individual.
That's very kind of you. I mean, you know, I think I always see, I don't see obstacles as a problem. I see them as challenges. And, you know, we all have challenges that we've got to face, first of all, face and then overcome. And, you know, I think one of the amazing things about the world, about, you know, bring it back to the internet marketing space, is that there are many, many ways to do things. And, you know, I think people they make things too complicated sometimes, and they won't do something until they've got the perfect way or what they think is the perfect way. And the fact is that there is no perfect way, and it's a question of just having the courage to get out there and do things. And I did a similar thing. We were chatting about this, you know, before we started recording, but I've been doing some skiing lately and doing some downhill skiing, and I was rubbish. I mean, I'm falling over, going the wrong way, couldn't turn. But I just kept doing it, kept trying and trying different ways. And I had someone skiing with me, and we tried different things, you know, having someone ski behind me, someone ski beside me. And so I've never waited for someone to give me a solution, because, you know, as I was growing up, people were just always saying, oh, well, he's blind, can't do this, can't do that. And I suppose I've always been strong-minded, but I was like, hold on a minute. I will call the shots, you know, I'll tell you what I can and can't do. Don't impose that on me. And I've sort of taken that with me all the way through life. And so basically I never listen to anyone unless they're telling me I can do something which I didn't think I could do. But if it's the other way around, it's like, well, sorry, but, you know, leave me alone.
Okay. Well, actually, Matthew, you haven't stolen, but, you know, I mean, this is one of the things I was going to talk about, the fact that when I heard that you were learning to ski, I thought, this is like a joke. Somebody's trying to, you know, take advantage of Barry here, but in actual fact, I know it's fact that you are learning to ski, and it just is really just a sign of my own ignorance that I didn't think that that was something you could do. But when I spoke to you, and the fact that, you know, I love that when you say you never wait for anyone else to give you a solution. So you've been experimenting with somebody beside you, somebody behind you, somebody in front. I just think that's so remarkable. I will ask one question, which I do know people will ask. So you're blind, you're on the internet. Just briefly explain, how can you read the page? Because I know how you do it, and how this is how technology's moved on and how software works these days. But just briefly tell us how you're able to make sense of what's on a web page.
Sure. Well, I use a normal PC computer, and I have one particular piece of software. It's known as a screen reader. And it basically takes the information which goes to the video card, which then sends the information to your screen. It takes that information and it turns it into speech, into an audio representation. And so I don't use the mouse, move around with the tab and the arrow keys and keyboard shortcuts. And it's an incredible thing. I can read probably, if I'm reading a document or an ebook or something, I can read about 200 pages an hour. And no one can understand what this thing says. It just says blah, 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 blah. But I get the information. And, you know, in a way, the internet has leveled the playing field, and it's opened so many doors and given me access to so many possibilities. And that's what really kind of got me into doing business, and using the internet as the medium of delivery, if you like. I mean, business is business, and it's been that way for hundreds of years. But so the internet is just a medium which we use. And I think, you know, what I see is an advantage, and I perhaps wouldn't have seen this a couple of years ago when I started, but it is that there are many things I can't do. You know, the software programs I can't access, there are websites I can't access for doing research. So basically what I do is I research processes, and I understand that process, and I get it very clear in my head. And then I've built up a team of people around me who can implement for me. So I say, right, this is what we're going to do. This is the aim. This is the end result. Here's where we're starting from. Here are all the pieces, and then we put it together. So in a sense, I mean, that is outsourcing, but, you know, that's a much misunderstood term, because people say, oh, yeah, I've got to outsource everything, but you've really got to know what you want people to do. You know, you can't expect someone to build a business for you. You've got to have that inner vision and drive to see it through. In order to have that, you've got to understand the process. So that's what I spend my, you know, it forced me to look at what I was good at. And I think everyone needs to do this, that you mustn't be trying to do everything. You know, so basically I can strike off things like graphic design. I mean, no chance, can't see it. So that's, you know, someone else is doing that. Someone building websites, I don't want to do that. I outsource all the things that I either can't do or I'm bad at or I don't want to do. And then I concentrate on being creative, coming up with ideas, forging joint venture relationships, and, you know, all that stuff that I can do. So we've all got to, and this is what I do, you know, I've got a few people who I coach now, and I, straight away, I sit down with them and say, right, what are you good at? And if you're good at something, and most people are, it's like, well, how did you get good at that thing? What did you do? If you were teaching someone how to do it, what would you teach them? And then you kind of reverse engineer that process and just apply it to something different, you know, like building a business.
Absolutely. That's very impressive, Matthew. I mean, I think actually, I think it's something everybody should be doing. You know, you were forced into doing it in some respect, this outsourcing as you described it, because you were blind. But of course, it's a fact for everybody. You know, you do what you're good at and you outsource the rest. Something which I happen to know actually, Matthew, is that you're a relatively newcomer actually to internet marketing. I think, did you tell me something like late 2007 you first started online, or maybe I think it was something, yes. It was like even 2008 before you got serious. So why don't you sort of take us through the timeline there and tell us actually, because I think this is something else that's going to be interesting to people, the marketplace you went into, because I know it's a very competitive marketplace you went into, and what kind of money you've been able to make and so on and so forth. That would be
sure.
Great.
The reason I went into internet marketing is because I you know, I'd reached a certain point in my music career, and it's, you know, I can't remember how many CDs I had out at that time. It was definitely about 4 or 5. Played all over the world, and yet we're still making 20, 25 grand a year, which is about what you can make as a musician, really. And I, you know, I saw it was becoming more difficult to sell CDs, and budgets were being cut with concert venues, and you know, I really predicted that well, because now it's quite a mess, really, the music industry. And I still do what I love, which is, you know, going around playing the lute and doing all sorts of other things. But so my motivation was, okay, I want to find a way of earning money, which I can manage from anywhere in the world. So as long as I've got a laptop, you know, I can sort of keep on top of things. And I, you know, I saw that people were making money online, and I never thought, really, you know, I never thought of myself as running a business. But I just started looking at things, and it kind of made sense. And so it was in November of 2007, so just over 2 years ago, I went to the World Internet Summit in London. And I'd already, prior to that, just a month before, I bought this course. It's called the 2020 Challenge, and I'm really, really happy to credit you know, that course for getting me started. And I just followed it through. It was just, you know, get some PLR, private label rights material, and, you know, put a website together, find some JV partners and research a market. And I did it. I just followed it. I didn't care if I made any money or not. I just wanted to see what I could do, what I was good at, how difficult it was. I didn't care if I failed or not. And then I went to the World Internet Summit, and I just thought, this is so possible, it's unbelievable. And it really cemented it in my head that I was going to do whatever, you know, I was going to do whatever it took to make this happen. I could feel it. And I'm fortunate that I've got an amazing girlfriend who's very trusting and supportive. And she was like, well, yeah, go for it. I mean, nothing to lose. And so, so that was then, that was sort of November 2007. And I had invented a system for horse racing. And I will pre-qualify that by saying I have no interest in horse racing itself, but I do have an interest in numbers. I'm pretty good with numbers. And I was actually primarily wanting to go into the Forex market, but it's a pretty visual environment with charts and candlesticks and all that kind of thing. So I just thought, right, what am I good at? How can I use what I've got? And there were a couple of websites that were very accessible and full of statistics. And I'd already seen people kind of losing with horse racing, and I looked at why that was. And, you know, coming back to this thing of not waiting for someone to give you a solution, I just thought, well, I'll try and invent my own system. And so I did, and then I got some people, kind of 6 or 7 beta testers to try it out. And this is a strategy now that I've used over and over again to go into different markets. But basically, I approached the top authority site in the UK horse racing niche. I wrote an article for them and just kind of built up a relationship. And then I said, look, you know, I've got this system. Can we get some people testing it? So we got some of their members testing it out. And then they interviewed me. So we already kind of had a buzz going. This was in February 2008. And I launched the system. I brought it to the market in May 2008, and I gave them an exclusive, this authority site, for 3 weeks. And so I had nothing. I had no list. I had my product that I created, and I just gave them this. I did an interview, gave them the exclusive, and did over $10,000 in that first month, And then, because I'd given them an exclusive, all the sort of JV people, all the other system sellers, heard about it. And so they were kind of knocking on my door saying, hey, can we promote your system? We've heard really good things about it. So I don't know how many affiliates I've got now. It's probably over 150. And
wow.
a few months ago, I launched another system, and that's going amazingly. And I automate these things. So I have got someone, or rather my customers asked if it could be automated. So I found someone who writes what are called bots, like robots, that you, it's like a computer program that does everything for you. And it's I've just surveyed my list over and over again, asking them what they want, what they struggle with, and then I solve those problems, because it's something I love to do. I mean, I've solved my own problems all my life, and it's really nice to, you know, to do that for other people and make some money at it. And
I think the angle there is that you say never wait for anybody to give you a solution, but you go out and provide a solution to the marketplace.
Yeah, and that's, I love doing that, and I don't, the money doesn't come first. It's like, right, what problem can I solve? Because if you bring value to a marketplace, then, I mean, you have to try quite hard not to make money. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're really bringing something that people need or want. So, yeah, and then I've done that in other markets and you know, spread my risk and portfolio. And you asked how much money I've made. I mean, I've done okay. I'm kind of up to the seven-figure-a-year mark now.
Wow. Wow!
That's dollars.
I take it, Matthew. I take it. I mean, when you say seven figures, that is amazing. Well done. I mean, I was going to suggest it was six figures, because I already knew last year you were heading high six figures.
Yeah,
so that's a remarkable achievement.
Yeah, it's. I've learned kind of where the leverage points are, and you know, obviously charging more money for certain things and. Learning that it's okay to do that, and I'm quite shocked at how fast it's gone, but I do love it. I mean, not just from a financial point of view, but it's just trying to do something good, and I like helping other people out, providing they want to help themselves.
Okay, well, well done. I know your time is precious, Matthew, so I just wanted to ask, because I know what a lot of people would be asking is, well, you know, they're first of all, they're probably like me, they're a bit dumbstruck at the moment. They're thinking, wow, this guy, you know, he speaks such a lot of sense, you know. But imagine that there's a first timer, an absolute newbie or a new person starting in online for the first time. And it isn't that long ago that you started. I mean, is there any particular strategies you'd advise, or indeed, is there anything in particular you advise them not to do, you know, that they could take away today, maybe that would help them on their journey? Because one of the things I've discovered is that there's a tremendous amount of frustration. In other words, people, you know, they buy this course or they try this or they do the other thing and somehow it doesn't work out. So any rock solid things you can hang yourself, you know, on there, Matthew?
Well, I think a huge thing is mindset, and it's something you know, people are starting to talk about that a little bit in the IM game. And you've got to remember, the internet and internet marketing is a very young business. And, you know, it's such a huge thing, just the way you think. And I'd attribute that to, you know, I don't know what percentage of where I've got in life. It's always started with having this idea and believing that I can do it. And so I think a really big thing, I mean, if you can take this and understand it and apply it, then this is going to be really huge. It's that you have to put the responsibility for what you want to do and what you want to achieve. You've got to put that responsibility on your own shoulders. So you have to go and say to yourself, right, this is what I want to do. I am going to make it happen. I'm going to do whatever it takes to make this happen, and it's my responsibility. It's not the responsibility of the course that I just paid $500 for. Or, I mean, yes, you buy a course, it should deliver on its promise, but it's up to you to make it happen. And if you don't know how it works, ask, you know, find someone, ask them. Never be afraid to ask and ask good questions. And the other thing I would say is, I mean, I just do this all the time. You know, if you want to learn something, find someone who's doing it and see if they'll teach you or see if you can pay them or whatever. And, you know, if you wanted to learn skiing, you go and find a teacher probably. I mean, you might try it and then you think, right, I'll go and have some lessons. And why should that be different in a business? And I mean, it's, you know, people don't often say this, but I will say it because I think it's better to say the truth. You know, you read sales pages and it's what anyone can do this and blah, blah, blah. Well, I don't think anyone can do it. I think, you know, in the Western world and in the society we live, I think we have the opportunity to do it. You know, we're free to sort of do what we want and forge our own path. But can anyone do it? Well, I'm not sure because it is hard. It takes a huge amount of determination and, you know, you've got to not give up. And so I'm not saying that like, it's nothing to do with education or having a kind of rocket science degree or anything like that. I mean, there's so many different kinds of people making money online, but it's definitely, you know, a certain type of person. It's a bit like saying, can anyone be an athlete or a musician or something? I mean, probably not. I'm not trying to be negative in that, but you know, if you're determined and you won't give up and you've got a vision, then great. I mean, that is what it takes.
Okay, I mean, I think that is the key to it, actually, is not, if you've got a vision and you won't give up, it's like a recipe, really. It's really almost impossible to fail. The challenge is, of course, that most people give up, which is why, of course, as you say, not everybody can, because if you're somebody who's going to give up, if like you're learning to ski and you fall down and keep falling down, you might eventually give up, but you're never going to learn to ski without falling down. And you're never going to learn to have any kind of business that's successful without making some mistakes along the way as well.
Yeah. I think we're at school, we're sort of taught that it's wrong and very bad to fail. And I mean, you've almost got to kind of, basically if you allow yourself to fail, then you can't fail because you've allowed yourself to do it. And, you know, you just keep going, do something, learn from it, carry on. And eventually you get there. You know, it's a bit like learning to cook. I mean, you might read the recipe and then try it, it's all burnt and horrible, but then you try again and then it's a bit better and eventually you get there. And, you know, I think people overcomplicate this whole thing and it doesn't need to be that way. Just focus. Here's my real advice is, you know, focus on one thing, decide what you're going to do and then forget whether it works or not. Just do it, see it through. And, you know, that's going to get you further than, you know, waiting to buy the right course and the right tools and, you know, all that kind of stuff.
This is very, very impressive, Matthew. I know that people listening to this or reading the transcript will be equally impressed, because you're living proof that, you know, that if you focus and you really do that, then, you know, just look what's possible. You know, a seven-figure income after 12 months after 2 years. It's an amazing achievement, and you've obviously, you know, you richly deserve it. I'm going to have to ask the question because I'm a big fan of mindset, and I've recognized how important that has been in my own life. I suspect with you, you've just evolved into this mindset, but did you have any teachers? Did you have any mentors along the way or anybody in particular that influenced you, a school teacher or a book you read or anything like that? Anything in particular you want to give credit to?
Probably lots of people. I mean, I think a lot of it has come, I hesitate to use the word naturally. You know, a lot of people follow Tony Robbins, that kind of stuff, and he is amazing. I haven't read his stuff, to be honest, but, my father definitely had a huge influence on me as I was growing up. And, you know, like I said, there'd be people saying, well, he can't do this and he can't do that. And before I could fight my own battles, he was like, well, yes, he can. And you're going to watch him do it. So I learned that from a very young age that, you know, people project their fears onto you. So, you know, if you're trying to start a business and your partner says, oh, no, don't do that. You know, it's dangerous. And someone will rip you off, and I've heard bad things about it. I mean, it's usually because people care about us, and they're scared, and they don't want any harm to come to us, you know. So, definitely my dad. And then I'd say another great person was the headmaster of my secondary school. He's called Mike Evans. And, you know, just these are all things you learn afterwards. He was just such a brilliant leader, and I, you know, remember so much of how he ran that school. It's a multiracial school with every religion and race under the sun in Moss Side in Manchester, and it was just such an impressive operation. And I really learned at that school to communicate with people and to get the best out of people and realize that, you know, everyone's different and everyone's got qualities. And then probably in the internet marketing space, I mean, there's been all sorts of people that I really have had the privilege to get to know, but I got to know them because I took action and I didn't ask them to give me anything. I kind of brought value to the table. So, you know, definitely Matt Basak and Yannick Silva and Ryan Dice. And, I mean, yeah, loads of people really.
Wonderful.
Just been an inspiration.
Indeed. I mean, well, I think you're the inspiration today, Matthew, and I think it's a tremendous lesson here. I mean, I've just been looking at the timer, and we've actually done 25 minutes, which I think we allocated around 20 minutes. So, I mean, I would like to ask you a couple more quick questions with your permission, and I think it may seem like a bit of basically, what do you see? Do you have any predictions for the future of the internet? You've obviously benefited tremendously from technology yourself. If a lot of people say to me, well, Barry, that's already been done, you know, like somebody say to you, well, UK horse racing's already been done, but you found a different way to do UK horse racing and make money out of it. Do you have any predictions for the future? Or anything like that, or do you want to make? I mean, mindset is everything. So I imagine as long as mindset's fine, the future's always fine. But yeah. do you have anything to add to that?
Well, I think it will just become more and more mature. You know, more and more people will buy things online, and I just see the internet as a medium. You know, before we had the internet, I mean, people still did business. You know, it's not suddenly started in the last 10 years. And so it's just knowing how to use this fantastic tool that we've got and this thing that gets better and better all the time. I mean, the markets I go into, it's really very simple. I go into evergreen markets, so that's ones that are not going to go anywhere, you know, that I think will be around for a long time.
That's a good tip.
It is more effort to get into those markets, but I go for longevity. So I don't mind if I have to work like a dog for 12 months to be in there for 10 years. And so I go for evergreen markets. I go for things that can be automated and systemized. And I usually go for things that have an element of continuity to them, you know, like monthly memberships or software that I can charge monthly stuff for. So because I'm in this to, you know, I don't want to be working 15 hours a day. I wanted freedom. I wanted to, you know, be able to go around and still play the lute and do skiing and have a nice life. And now I've got that. I'm trying to kind of teach some other people how to do it and just bring some value to the marketplace. I don't actually have an IM product of my own. I mean, there are hands outstretched from, you know, all sorts of people saying, look, we'll promote for you. But I first want to find out what people want, and I'll see if I've got something useful to bring to the table. I don't just want to come in and bring something out to make money. I'd rather bring some value to the market.
My prediction, I will make one, Matt, is when you bring someone to the market, it will answer a lot of questions for a lot of people, and it'll be the must-have product, because I know just in my – your brain thinks so differently to so many of us, you know, that it's about, you know, evergreen, I love that, can be automated, I love that, has an element of continuity to it. These are just sound business practices, and there's a tremendous amount to be learned there.